Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And it's time for the Richmond Market Minute. Mike Lavery from Wells Fargo Advisors is back with us this morning, the day after the New Hampshire primaries. I don't know if you heard what I was talking about at 5:30. I think if Bernie Sanders gets this nomination, yep, Donald Trump will beat him, I think. Even if the economy takes a little bit of a turn. However, it worries me. What does this say about the future of the country, economically and otherwise, if a Democrat socialist is truly the choice of the modern Democrat Party? What do you think?
John, I concur with you regardless of the outcome of that election. Well, not regardless, but assuming that the incumbent would win, if you have one of the major parties promote somebody that has that stark a difference, apparently, from what particularly you and I, and I'm going to assume most of the listeners on WRVA, think would be normal or right.
People who are up going to work in the morning is what you mean. People who actually have jobs, want to go to work, pay their own
bills.
They pay their own bills. I'm sick and tired of trying to cater to people who don't get up in the morning and pay their own bills.
And John, this is, and you and I were alluding it to just in some messages earlier today. You know, I've been doing this on WRVA for about 25 years now.
Right.
And we consistently get contacted by folks out there, and you are right, you do have the smartest listeners, certainly in WRVA in the morning show, but I can almost tell what the market is doing by the flow of people that reach out, by the number of calls or the number of emails, almost always.
Huh.
And it is inverse to what the market is doing. So if the market is going down, particularly if it's going down dramatically, the number of contacts we get from WRVA listeners goes up dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
When things are steady and going up and the markets are good and everything calm, we tend not to get as many contacts. The exception is the markets we're going through right now. And it has surprised me a little bit because interest rates are very low, oil prices are very low, the economy is strong, markets are at all-time high, yet we're hearing from, I think, a surprising number of listeners, and the questions that we're getting are very consistent, and the main one is just what you alluded to, Mike. What could this election impact do to our portfolios? And we get that question all the time.
Yeah.
Almost every 2 years, and certainly every 4 years, because we talk about, you know, how could we shift power. But this one is the most acute I have ever seen. Right, John? And so we can go back, and we have all sorts of data points about, you know, how well things do during, first terms and second terms and the third year of a second term. We analyze it every way from Sunday,
yeah,
you know, who has the House, who has the Senate, who has the White House from a political standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that is mostly anecdotal because even in our long history, we don't have that many data points to guarantee statistical significance. But in this case, I think the folks are really concerned about that true stark differences. And if we have somebody that is espousing sort of the mega theory, make America great again, the mega theory versus whatever Mr. Sanders is espousing, could that lead to, you know, a total change in how we look at our economics? And we don't have a great answer for that, John, and a lot of it has to do with the individuals. And so we'll continue to work with ways to try to explain it to both personal folks when they come see us, but also when we can do it here on the air. So we're aware that's a big concern. We're trying to examine ways that we can help folks work their way through it. I'm not particularly worried about it here in the short run for this election, but I think you're very insightful in saying how is this going to impact our elections for years and years to come? Are we seeing a real shift in the population here? So we're aware of it. We're working on it. We'll try to come up with really good ways for people to manage through all of those things, which I'm confident we'll be able to do.
Yeah, some of the stuff that I think people have had on cruise control for a while, they've got to keep an eye on this.
Yeah, and the main thing that's going to relate back to, John, mm-hmm, we talked about it yesterday, is interest rates, right?
Yeah. Right.
We are all aware that we're in a low interest rate environment. To classic economists, it's counterintuitive right now because we have more debt, we have more deficits, we have personal spending that's on the rise, we have corporate debt that's on the rise, and all that's happening in a very low interest rate environment. And that can happen for a very, very, very long time, but we'll know when that cruise control is about to be disrupted when we see changes in interest rate and interest rate policy, both here in the U.S. and abroad. We got a good flavor of it yesterday when Chairman Powell was testifying in front of the House. He'll be in front of the Senate today. He did a masterful job, in my opinion. I expect him to do a great job again today. The president's going to beat him up a little bit because the president wants lower interest rates. Don't blame the president for promoting his agenda any more than you would blame some of the House folks that asked him questions yesterday, which were not particularly insightful, but they have their own axes to grind or oxes to gore. So everybody's doing what they think they're supposed to be doing. But Mr. Powell is doing what he's supposed to be doing right now, and it's working. But the canary in the coal mine, you and I talked about this before, John, will be interest rates overall and then the spreads in interest rates between corporate debt and government debt. When that begins to widen, then Mrs. Lavery's little boy, Mikey, will get nervous.
Mike Lavery, Wells Fargo Advisors, thank you.
Hey, you guys have a great one.
You too.